Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in amma ba'd faqad qala allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala fil qur'an al majid a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut wa qala ta'ala ayna ma takunu yudrikkumul mautu walau kuntum fi burujin mushayyada sadaqallahul aliyyul azim Allahumma rabbishrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli amma ba'd alhamdulillah my dear respected brothers and sisters surely all praises and all thanks are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the numerous bounties and all the numerous favors which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he continues to bestow upon each and every one of us. Alhamdulillah, every single day of our lives we witness and we enjoy so much favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we cannot be grateful enough to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of them, all of these favors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself in the Holy Quran says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا Allah says, if you were to count the favors of Allah, لَا تُحْصُوهَا You can never be able to number them. If you were to try to count the favors of Allah, you can never finish counting them or you can never number them. So many favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he bestows upon us. And all these favors, my dear respected brothers and sisters, it comes to us only through Allah's great mercy, through his great kindness and his favors and mercy towards mankind. It is only because of his great mercy that we witness and we enjoy so much of Allah's favors. And from among the many favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, one great favor, my dear respected brothers and sisters, is the favor of time. This great gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, the time that we have now, it is a very great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that many people take this time that they have, they take it for granted. They see it as being something insignificant, the time that they have. But indeed, the time is a very, very great favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because as each day passes, as each week passes, every second of our life as it goes by, we are going closer and closer to the hereafter. We are going closer and closer to the grave, to our death, and the time of our death, it is approaching very, very close at each hour, each second of our life passes. And this death, my dear respected brothers and sisters, it will surely come to us one day. We do not know when, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says in the Holy Quran, "Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut," that certainly every single person, every single soul will surely taste death. They will have to die one day. All of us, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we will have to die one day, and we must constantly keep this in our minds, in the back of our minds. We must always remember death. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, in many traditions and many hadith, he encouraged the companions and the sahaba to keep death in constant remembrance, to constantly keep it in remembrance, because it will stop a person from committing sins. When a person, he remembers death often, he will refrain from committing sins. Whenever he has the intention or he wants to do something sinful or gets himself in something sinful and he remembers death, it will stop him and prevent him from doing that, because he will remember that he has to go in the grave and the angels there will question him about what he did and what he did while he was alive on the face of the earth. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, in many a hadith, he advised the companions to remember death often, once he came in the masjid and he saw some companions laughing, and he said, if you remember death, you would not be laughing like this, talking and laughing. And we ourselves, we know from experience that if we ourselves, we are engaging, talking, and we are laughing among ourselves, and suddenly we get some news of death, someone has died, immediately all the laughter and all the joking, it stops. When we get this news about the death, about someone has died or someone has passed away, immediately all the joking and the laughter, it stops and it finishes. So this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he advised the companions that they should include also in their talks, when they are talking amongst themselves, they should not only speak about worldly things, they should also speak about the hereafter. They should also talk about death, because this will remind each and everyone about what his eventual return will be. He will have to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And people normally, they do not like to talk about death, they do not like to hear about it, because they think that they have long to live again. They think that they still have a lot of time to live on the face of the earth, so they do not want to talk about death right now. But my dear respected brothers and sisters, death, it will come, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ. Allah says that no person or no soul knows on which piece of land it will die on. No one knows where it will die or at what time he will die. No person knows. And it is not only old or older people that when we feel that we are young now and we have a lot of time to live still, but yet still we see, my dear respected brothers and sisters, young people, they die also. Babies, even before they are born, they die also. So death can come at any time to a person, my dear respected brothers and sisters. We do not know when it will come. So this is why we must always be prepared. Prepared, preparation for death. We must continuously be involved in our good actions. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself in the Holy Quran says, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Allah says in the Holy Quran, command the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the believers in general, worship your Lord. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ. Worship your Lord. حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Until the yaqeen or the certainty comes to you. And the commentators of the Holy Quran, they mention that this word here, yaqeen, it literally means certainty. But here in this verse, it refers to death. It refers to al-maut, or it refers to death, because death is the most certain thing on the face of the earth. Every single person knows and they believe that they will die one day. Even the unbelievers, the people who ascribe partners to Allah, the unbelievers, the people who say that there are no God and they do not believe in any God. But if you ask them if they believe that they will live forever or they will die one day, they will say yes, they believe that they will die one day. Because everyone knows that he cannot live forever. This is why Allah refers to death in the Holy Quran as yaqeen, or the certainty, the most certain thing on the face of the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he encourages us in many places of the Holy Quran, and Allah keeps reminding us over and over about this death and the hereafter and the grave and so many things. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in many hadith also advise us about to remember death and remember and continue to do good deeds, continue to be involved in good actions for the hereafter. Sometimes we may forget that we have to die one day. We may be so occupied with this world that we spend so much time in preparations for things of this world. We will spend so much time to work so hard, to earn money, to provide for our family, which is halal. But the main purpose of our life, my dear brothers and sisters, is the life hereafter. This life is temporary, and one day it will come to an end. We do not know when it will come to an end. Alhamdulillah, today we are alive, we are healthy. Tomorrow we do not know whether something will happen to us. Anything can happen at any time, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Sickness can come at any time. A person can get, alhamdulillah, he is healthy today. He is planning so much. He is planning for the next year, for the next 2 years. But tomorrow he gets in an accident and he dies. And he goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the preparation which he had to make for the hereafter, he was so busy involved in making preparations for this life, this temporary life. He was spending so much time making preparations for it. And the real life, the life hereafter, which is permanent, no coming back to the face of this earth. Once a person dies, it is the hereafter, and onwards from there, no coming back on the face of the earth. And a person, when he realizes, when he sees the angel of death in front of him, he will want to come back to the face of this earth. He will beg and he will ask. He will say, as Allah himself in the Holy Quran encourages us, Allah says, "Anfiqu mimma razaqnakum." Allah says, "My servants, spend from that which we have provided for you." spend from that, the wealth which we have provided for you. "Min qabli ayya ati ahadakum al-maut." Before death comes to one of you, before the angel of death is standing in front of you, "Fayaqula rabbi lawla akhartani ila ajalin qarib." And he will be saying, that man, when he sees the angel of death in front of him now, he will be saying, "Oh my Lord, lawla akhartani ila ajalin qarib. Oh my Lord, give me a little more time. Oh my Lord, just give me a little more life. Give me a little more time on the face of the earth." "Fayaqula rabbi lawla akhartani ila ajalin qarib fa asaddaqa wa akum min as-salihin." So I will give charity. He will say, "Oh my Lord, give me some time again on the face of the earth. Just give me a little more time. Fa asaddaqa, I am ready to give my charity now. Now all the wealth that I have worked so hard for, just give me a little more time. I will spend everything for your cause now. I am ready to give it for your sake. Fa asaddaqa wa akum min as-salihin. And I will become from amongst the righteous servants now. I will be pious and I will be righteous now. Just give me a little more time." But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the very next verse, my dear respected brothers and sisters, "Walan yu'akhkhira Allahu nafsan idha jaa ajaluha." Allah says, "Know very well, my servants, that there will be no extra time." "Lan yu'akhkhira Allahu nafsa." Allah will never delay any soul. Allah will never give any extra time to anyone when his appointed time of death arrives. When the angel of death comes and has to take the soul of that person, he has to go back to Allah now. Allah says there will be absolutely no extra time will be given. No matter how much he will beg and he will weep and he will cry and he will beg Allah, "Oh Allah, just give me a little more time." Allah says, "You had so much time before. What did you do with the time that you had before? Now you have to come back. It is your time to die and you want extra time? You had so much time before." And Allah says, there will be no extra time. No extra time will be given. So Allah says, he encourages us in many places, my dear respected brothers and sisters, that we should spend from this wealth Allah has given to us. It is a great gift from Allah also, the wealth, the health that we have, the wealth, all these things are great favors from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it will come to an end one day also. The wealth that we have, it is either a person will die and leave it behind and his inheritors will spend it, or if he spends it for the sake of Allah, when he spends it and he dies, he will find it there. Whatever he has spent for the sake of Allah, when he dies, it will also be with him in the grave. That which he had spent for the sake of Allah. A man once came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "O Messenger of Allah, I do not have any love for death. I do not want to die. I have no love for death. What should I do?" So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "Do you have any wealth?" The man said, "Yes." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, Send your wealth forth towards the hereafter. Give your wealth in charity and send it forth towards the hereafter. Because a man is in love with his wealth. And wherever his wealth is, that is where he will want to be. So if he spends his wealth and he gives it in charity in the hereafter, the rewards there, he will want to be with it there, so he will want to die. But if he does not spend it and he hoards it on the face of the earth, he keeps it, then he will want to remain on the face of the earth. He will not want to die. So a man's heart is where his wealth is. So this is the advice the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to him: spend it for the sake of Allah, give it in charity, and send it forth to the hereafter, where the rewards will multiply in great numbers. And when you spend it for the sake of Allah and it is there, you will want to die and you will want to go there to receive the rewards for the wealth, the charity that you have given. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised this companion in this hadith to spend also for the sake of Allah and give from the wealth which Allah has bestowed upon you. This is a great favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the person, as the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions, when Allah mentions that the person, he will be asking for extra time, he will want more time to give charity now, because he will realize that he has to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will realize he has to go in the grave, and all the wealth that he had worked so hard for, he is leaving everything behind. All the wealth that he had worked so hard for, everything, every single thing is being left behind, and only that which he had given for the sake of Allah, or what he had spent for the cause of Allah, only that will follow him in the grave. Amongst the other good deeds that he has done, the salat and the fasting, amongst all his good deeds, this is why good actions are called baqiyatu salihat in the Holy Quran, because they are everlasting good actions, everlasting good deeds, because they will follow us also when we die and we go in the grave. The good actions that we have done, it will be there with us also. The wealth that we have spent for the cause of Allah, it will be with us there also. And all these things, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we hear so much today, we are alive, alhamdulillah. We hear so much about blessings and good actions and rewards. But my dear respected brothers and sisters, the only time we will really able to see what are blessings and what are virtues and what are called rewards is when we die and we go in the grave. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, that the salat of a person, the zikr that he used to do, the salat, the fasting, the charity that he did, the patience, the sabr that he had at the time, at times of difficulty, all his good actions will be with him in the grave, and they will be there to protect him from the punishments in the grave. They will be there, and a person will be able to see. And at that time, he will not be able to do any extra deeds. All his good actions will be cut off from him. He will not be able to do any extra deeds when he is in the grave. But he will long. This is why he will want to come back to the earth when he sees the amount of rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised for performing 2 rakats of salat, for fasting one day in the month of Ramadan. When he will see the amount of rewards that are in store for him, this is the only regret he will have to come back. And this is why he will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will beg to just be given a little more time to do some good actions. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he advises us so much in the Holy Quran, and he also informs us that at the time of death, when a person, he is about to die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran that when it is a time for a believer to die, a person who had utilized his time and his life properly, he had used it for the remembrance of Allah, for the dhikr of Allah, for salat and all the good actions that he was commanded to do. When it is his time to die, Allah says the angels, they descend, the angel of death comes down with 50,000 angels, and they come and they surround the person, and the angels, they start to massage the person, this believing person. It is his time to die now, and the angels, they come and they give him glad tidings of Jannah. They will be saying to him, do not worry, la takhafu wa la tahzanu, do not worry and do not be afraid, because the man, he will be seeing new things now. He will be seeing what are angels, and he will naturally be scared, he will be frightened. The angels, they will be comforting him, and they will be saying to him, do not worry, do not be afraid. La takhafu wa la tahzanu wa abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun, and receive glad tidings today of this jannat which you were promised. This jannat which Allah had promised you on the face of the earth for obeying him and worshipping him and believing in him, today receive glad tidings of that jannat. And he will be so happy. The angel of death will take out the soul of this person it will come out very, very easily, because the man, when he is seeing all these beautiful things, he is receiving glad tidings of Jannat, he will want to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the angel of death will take out his soul very, very, very easy. It will come out from the body. And the angel of death will wrap the soul with the shroud from Jannat. Shroud and cotton and sweet fragrance and musk from Jannat will be brought, and the soul will be taken out of the body and placed in this shroud from Jannat. And the angel, they will be carrying up this blessed soul in the presence of Allah. And at each angel it passes on the way going up, each angel will ask, "Ma hadha fulan?" Who is this person? Who is this person? Such a beautiful scent. It will be smelling so sweet and so fragrant. Each angel, they will ask, "Who is this person? Who is this person?" The other angels, they will reply, "This is so and so," and they will call the name of the person. "This is so and so, the son of so and so." And at each angel, it will continue until it reaches up in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will also ask, "Ma hadha fulan?" Who is this person? Although Allah knows very well who the person is, Allah, out of respect and to show honor to the person, will ask, "Who is this person?" And the angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order the angels to return the soul to the body, to return back the soul to the body. And by the time the soul reaches in the body, the person's body, he is already in the grave. By the time the soul reaches back to the person, he is already in the grave. And the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we learn from it that in the grave also, the man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will cause two angels to come to him in the grave, known as Munkir and Nakir. They will come to him, and when everyone has already buried the person and they has left the graveyard, two angels come to this person and they make him sit up in the grave. And they will question him, "Man Rabbuka?" Who is your Lord? "Ma Dinuka?" What is your religion? "Ma Taqulu fi hadha rajul?" What do you say concerning this man? And an indication will be made towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the ability to answer these questions correctly. Allah will give him the ability to answer it correctly in the grave. And it is, my dear respected brothers and sisters, it is not like we know the questions now, so we say, "Well, we will practice the answers, and when we go in the grave, we will be able to answer the questions." It is only through Allah's mercy that He will give a person the ability to answer these questions. Only through His mercy that He will give him the steadfastness and the ability to answer these questions correctly. And then after the person answers the questions correctly, Allah will say to him, "My servant has spoken the truth. Therefore make for him a bedding from the beddings of paradise." Make for him a bed from the beddings of paradise. And give him open for him on in the grave, open all the doors of Jannat and paradise unto him in the grave. And there he will be able to smell the sweet fragrance. He will see all the beautiful things in Jannat. And he will be so very happy. He will say, "Oh my Lord, bring the day of judgment quickly. Oh Allah, hasten the day of judgment. This beautiful Jannat that I am seeing, all these beautiful things, I want to go in Jannat." So he will say, "Oh Allah, hasten the day of judgment, bring it quickly." And the person, he will be very, very happy, and he will be resting peacefully in the grave, and he will be safe from all the punishments and all the torture in the grave. But my dear respected brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also indicated to us that a sinful person, when it is his time to die, the angels, they come, the angels surrounded by the other angels, they will come and they will start to beat this person on his face and his back. The Holy Quran mentions, if you could only see, when the angels come to take the life of these people, the unbelievers, the sinful people, Allah says, if you could only see how the angels, they smite and they beat these people on their face and their back. And they will, the angel of death will be saying, "Come out, O impure and dirty soul, come out." And the person, he will be seeing the angel of death in such a horrible form. The angel of death will take such a horrible appearance that he will not want to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will, when he is being beaten by the other angels, and the angel of death comes in this horrible appearance, he will not want to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the angel of death will pull out the soul and will pull it out from him very, very severely, and it will be very, very a lot more painful than when the angel of death took out the soul of the believer. It came out very easily. But for the sinful people, the unbelievers, it will have to pull it out from them. It will be very, very painful. And it will be smelling so bad when the angel of death takes it out. Such an impure soul, it will be smelling so bad that the angels, they will not want to hold it, and they will pelt it from each hand to the angel, to the other angel. And at each angel it passes, it will be giving off such a bad scent that the angels, they will say, "Who is this man? Who is this person? Such a bad smell is emanating from him. Who is this person?" And the angels, they will reply also that this is so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. And then Allah will order the soul to return back to the body. And in the grave, the person will have to go through the same angels, Munkir and Nakir. But when he is unable to answer the questions correctly, when the angels, Munkar and Nakir, they come and they ask him about his religion, who is his Lord, he will reply, I do not know. I do not know. I used to hear people saying something, so I said that all. I used to hear people saying something, but I used to say that also. I really do not know who my Lord is. I really do not know what is my religion, and I do not know who is this person. And then Allah will say to this person, "My servant, this servant of mine, he has lied. You do not know who your Lord is, and so many reminders came to you. He is a liar, and he has lied. Therefore, make for him a bed from the bedding of the hellfire, make for him, prepare for him that bedding, and open for him all the doors and the windows into Jahannam. Open in his grave that for him, so that he will be able to feel the heat and the heat and the smoke from Jahannam. It will reach him in his grave, and he will not want the day of judgment to come because he will be seeing his place in the fire of hell." So my dear respected brothers and sisters, this death that we have to go through, it will come to us one day, and it is either that the angel of death will come in a very pleasant manner to us, and we will be enjoying the favors of Allah, we will be happy in the grave, or it is either that the angel of death, ma'azallah, may come in a horrible appearance and Allah may be displeased with us, ma'azallah. But it is only one of these two conditions that a person may be in, either good or bad. And it is based on how we spent our lives before we die, my dear respected brothers and sisters. It is based on this only, that how we will be able to manage in the grave. Will we be in the pleasure of Allah? We will be enjoying the fruits, the sweet fragrance of Jannat, or will we be in the fire of hell, ma'azallah? So it is our choice, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Now we have the time. We have so much time now. Let us make full use of it. Let us not be that person who, when the angel of death comes, he will want more time to do good actions, because he will realize now that he had wasted his time, the precious time he had before, he had wasted it, and now he will realize the value of it. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, let us all understand. I hope and pray that Allah gives us the tawfiq and ability that we understand how valuable our time is. Let us make full use and prepare for the real life, the life hereafter. Let us utilize our time, the majority of our time, let us utilize it in preparing for the real life, the life hereafter. And today is the blessed day of Jummah. We should continue to send as much darood on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as we can, because the blessed day of Jummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi. Allah says Allah himself and the angels, they send darood on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allah says, therefore you, O believers, you also send darood and salutations upon him, upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah.